Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Also, 20 Olympians in Paris representing IU, the most since 1976. The opening ceremonies Friday afternoon. As away we go, and Drew Johansson, he's drawing up his game plan for his contingent of Indiana divers, including Carson Tyler, the NCAA champion, and Andrew Capobianco and Jennifer Parado. They've got some experience having medaled in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Parado steps out next Wednesday.
My favorite saying to the team is the plan means nothing, but planning means everything. Great quote from Eisenhower in World War II. They're going to have some heavy training sessions, especially Andrew and Carson, because they have such a long time before they compete. Jess will be, her heavy training will happen, is happening now, and then we'll just focus in on getting that mind right on the 31st. I'll even send Carson and Andrew out of the village for a few days kind of take a break from the buzz that's around the Olympic Village, give them a simulated weekend, and then bring them back in and really start dialing into game day there that first and second week of August.
Team USA diving coach, Indiana head coach Drew Johansson. Go Hoosiers! I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, while Lucas Oil Stadium opened its doors to the Big Ten Football Media Days this week, the Colts, home away from home, will be Grand Park Sports Complex in Westfield today through August the 15th. Yep, training camp 2024 has arrived for Shane Steichen's Horseshoes, coming off that 9-8 season in which they narrowly missed winning the AFC South title. Well, we know a few things. First of all, the Colts largely kept their team together. There is center Ryan Kelly. He's entering the final year of that four-year, $50 million extension that he signed in 2020. And, well, little movement or even discussion there on Wednesday from general manager Chris Ballard or Kelly himself on that issue.
From our standpoint, is the Colts have basically made it pretty clear that they don't want to do an early extension, so what it is.
I don't talk about contract. Every case is different. I think one thing we've proven since we've been here is we're really loyal players that have been good players. I think that'll work itself out over time.
Well, Chris Ballard and the Colts have been loyal to their good players, and Kelly has been a key piece in that interior front, so we'll see how things pan out there. First preseason game coming up against Denver on August the 11th. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.